Well, Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting. I mean, both inside and out. You take a look at her, she's a slob. She talks like a truck driver. She's basically a disaster. Well, she called me a snake oil salesman. And, you know, coming from Rosie, that's pretty low, because when you look at her and when you see the mind is weak. I don't see it. I don't get it. I never understood. How does she even get on television? If I were running The View, I'd fire Rosie. I mean, I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face of hers. I'd say, Rosie, you're fired. We're all a little chubby, but Rosie's just worse than most of us. But it's not the chubbiness. Rosie is a very unattractive person, both inside and out. Rosie's a person that's very lucky to have her girlfriend. And she better be careful or I'll send one of my friends over to pick up her girlfriend. Why would she stay with Rosie if she had another choice? Probably I'll sue her, because it would be fun. I'd like to take some money out of her fat ass pockets. Rosie is a loser.
It's Friday, December 14th, 2007. We are so close to Christmas. I think for the next couple days we should change our intro music to something a little more festive. Hold on here a second. If you're a Jew, that's just too bad. It's Christmas time, so suck it heaps. Now that's much better. Coming up on the program today, sucked into a dry-cleaning whirlpool of blood and doom! Plus, the return of the baby slugger and mangled testicles. The holiday spirit is alive and well on today's episode of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, hey freaks, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Have a great program for you today, especially for you Sideshow members, because today is the start of the 12 Days of Distortion. Every single day on the Sideshow, I'll have something new and exciting and exclusive for you. Today, I'm very proud to announce the brand new website is going up. Bop, 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 wow. It's very exciting, and there's parts of it that still don't work. One of the reasons why there was no show yesterday, I was dicking around with it. So the site's up, the archive is up. Throughout the weekend, new things will be going online as I get them working out. It's kind of cool because I'm using the software that uses modules, so I can just turn things on and off, and it's going to make things easier and for me and for you to find things. And all of the shows have descriptions, so they're searchable. And, you know, it's going to be cool. So this weekend, be on the lookout for the new website and the new features coming online. The archive is going to include Tell Me shows along with the past 3 years here doing the podcast and stuff like that. So a lot of great stuff if you are Sideshow members. Don't think I forgot you, free side members. While you may not get the 12 Days of Distortion, we are celebrating Christmas, kind of. The Distorted View version called Fistmas today, where I'm going to play you some fisting audio. Right? That's something. The baby Jesus would be proud. All right, I'm sure he's smiling down upon us. It's not like I don't play fisting porn every other fucking day on the show. I'm not sure exactly what makes this special, but it's Christmas time, so maybe I'll play... Here's some fisting porn with Jingle Cats in the background. I love the second anything went in that ass, there was a huge fart. Like, there's just so much air in there. Something needed to come out. Ooh, ah. Bitch is a good screamer. Slap that ass. Like a fucking dirt bike. This looks to be kind of like an amateur type video, and I'm wondering if this is like the adult version of YouTube video bloggers, like the people who think that they've got so many interesting things to say, they're going to become like an internet phenomenon, like Chris Crocker or something. I wonder if these women are trying to become the Chris Crocker of pornography.
No.
gaping asshole alone. Hasn't it already been through enough? By the looks of it, yes. Has. Yeah. That is a juicy asshole. He took his fist out, or in the bottle, or whatever the hell was going in her ass, and has now replaced it with his dick, but, I mean, once you go from, like, a bowling ball to a cock, you're not gonna get much traction on it, you know what I mean? That's why it's so juicy and wet. I've seen a video before, and I think we've played it on the show before, where some douchebag has done this to a woman, like fisted her, and then tried sticking his dick in, and then managed to stick his hand in along with his dick, and he was actually jacking his dick off in the asshole. That's impressive. And appalling. And it's what this distorted view is all about. Alright, there you go. Some fisting porn for you, to end the week. Getting you through the work week. Tim Henson and fisting porn.
It's the morning, Tom.
With Tim, the Turd Man Henson.
And Cassie Hope with the news.
That was my failed morning radio show. Getting you through the work week. The morning dump. Sideshow members actually got to hear a bit of the morning dump a while ago. All right, so switching gears a little bit, we all know Corey by now. Corey is great. He actually won the Don West contest last year, probably around this time last year. He won a lifetime membership to the Distorted View Sideshow for coming up with a song incorporating Don West sound clips. And ever since then, he's been creating just these great mashups for us that include audio from my show, use my voice, along with clips that we've played on the show, and he has a lot of times themes, right? And Distorted View being not only a entertaining show, it's highly debatable, it's actually very educational. I teach you people a lot of things, right? Life lessons, I like to call it. And one of the most important lessons we've learned recently from the Fat Man and the New Fat Man and Wilford Brimley, you should always be mindful of diabetes. It's an epidemic here in the United States because we're all a bunch of fat, disgusting slobs. So here is Corey's warning. Put that sugary spoon full of...
dick and nuts!
...down and possibly think about exercising, lard ass. Here is Corey's new song.
If you have type 2 diabetes like I have, you're confronted with choices. You can choose to feel sorry for yourself. I hope you don't.
Now, folks, the fact that I'm drinking regular soda... it's pretty important because I have diabetes, right? It could contribute to killing me, folks. But, you know, it's a lifestyle choice. It's my right, so no one's really stopping me. You know what I'm saying?
I hope you choose to get involved with a good doctor.
I'm diabetic because I'm fat. I'm so fat that I get made fun of behind my back at work. Yay.
Woo!
I'm so fat. I've had people make... fun of me by asking if I'm pregnant. Yes. Ha ha ha, that's a great one.
Funny.
Ask the fat man if he's pregnant.
It's like he's just a big, weak ball of blubber.
You learn to check your own blood sugar.
Why did man have such a sweet rectum?
Feeding time! Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I got underwear on. You can't even see them. Huh? Because they're under fat.
I'm surprised he doesn't get dizzy spells and pass out from his diabetes.
Nice big blobs in here. Oh, yeah. There's a massive amount of fat, folks.
Now, at 3 years old, Elijah weighs a shocking 92 pounds. He drinks 20 bottles of chocolate milk every day. So today, Elijah's cries for food have turned into threatening, violent, full-blown tantrums that can happen anywhere, at any time. Let me show you all what this scream is like.
What a pussy.
And it's just disgusting. Sometimes you just want to vomit on these people.
Cut back on the carbohydrates you're eating.
Never do it, Slim Jim! Oh, yeah!
It's a good day to die.
It's a feeding frenzy right now.
I get a little emotional sometimes, folks. That's why I overeat.
Find out some things about diabetes.
Diabetes was very, very rare. Now it's up 3,000-some percent.
Go ahead and make a pig out of yourself.
Suck it down.
Yes, Corey has done it again. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now.
This is Daryl Murkowski wishing you a Merry Christmas. I like to celebrate the holidays by hanging a wreath from my ass cunt. It's real smoky. I use my dried-up aborted fetus as mistletoe. When someone stands under it, I say, fist this pussy, fist this messy pussy. Yes. Okay.
I don't know. All right, just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow,
sign up now.
$5 a month or
$50 a year.
SuperFreakSideshow.com. I think I'm going to do the whole show like that. You get full access to the Distorted View archives, plus
extended
shows,
exclusive
shows, and
video guys,
plus
so
much more. SuperFreakSideshow.com. If you sign up now, I promise I'll never do that again. Ding!
Ding!
I miss Cheryl Murkowski. She needs to come back and do another Christmas carol for us. First story we have for you today. This one comes from North Carolina. A Hartnett County jury will not decide the fate of a woman charged with malicious castration until Friday. Rebecca Arnold Dawson, 34, is accused of ripping off Kevin Russ's scrotum.
I want to get a picture of you losing your
dick and nuts.
Hey, please.
I don't know who would be in the mood to pose for pictures when this is all going down. Yes, the trial continued Thursday as the defense called witnesses, including the defendant and her 15-year-old daughter, Jessica Searcy. Dawson cried after taking the stand as prosecutors cross-examined her for several hours. She said that after a holiday party at Russ's girlfriend, Tanya Nikki Costello's home, she had climbed into bed with her friend, Costello, to pass out after drinking beer and wine. Classy broads. Russ then came in and propositioned Dawson and his girlfriend for sexual favors. Quote, he made mention of a threesome, she said. He said he'd been hospitable to me and my daughter and that the party didn't have to end. So far, this guy has done nothing wrong. That's exactly when you want to strike, when the girls are drunk and already in bed. There is no better time to inquire about a threesome than right then. It's like a fucking total eclipse. Everything is lining up perfectly.
There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart.
All right. Turn around, bright eyes. Now is when the story gets really interesting. Dawson testified that all three were highly intoxicated, Costello and Russ were nude, and as Dawson began removing her clothing, so the threesome was on. Costello, unfortunately, ruined the mood when she began to vomit.
Dun, 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 dun. Wow.
So. Aw, I miss PK&J. I need to hang out with them. So Costello began to vomit. While she was holding her friend's hair, a fight ensued somehow, and Russ began yelling at Dawson to leave the home. As she was attempting to get her things, she said that Russ yelled, punched her twice, and pinned her to a wall. As she tried to escape, she said she grabbed his genitals. Quote, most females know you can knee them in the groin or kick them in the groin to get loose. Dawson testified. Yes, very true. She then testified that Russ began to let go of her but tripped over a Budweiser box and fell backwards. Apparently Dawson did not let up on the grip. Dawson said she was holding his scrotum with her hands when he fell and that she didn't intend to tear his genitals. She said that at the time she also had acrylic fake nails. Oh my god! Which are stronger than natural nails. Those fucking French tip nails make women superhuman. They should equip our soldiers in the military with acrylic nails. Do some real damage then. Apparently, the 15-year-old daughter ran in and yelled, Mom, what did you do? At that point, I realized what had happened, Dawson said. Dawson also testified that she did resist arrest, of course, after the Lillington Police Department officers tried to handcuff her. Police had to restrain her with an ankle chain after she spit on one of them outside of the house where the domestic altercation began. Quote, I was still angry because I was assaulted also. No one even asked me if I was okay. Probably because you had someone's ball in your hand. Bloody mangled testicle. It was like I was the worst person in the whole world. Well, that's definitely bad news for you, but it's great news for Hitler! You're no longer the worst person in the world. Congratulations, you moved down to number 2. All of a sudden, eradicating the Jews doesn't seem so bad now, does it? I'm sorry, Anne Frank, but you don't have balls. If you did, you'd understand. Alright, second story we have for you today is a Distorted View news update. This isn't my news music. Alright. An eerie woman has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for... That's festive. Yes, an eerie woman has been sentenced to 5 to 10 years in prison for swinging... Can we turn that down a little bit? Really makes any news story seem brighter, doesn't it? Yes, an eerie woman has been sentenced to 5 to 10 years in prison for swinging her 4-week-old son at her boyfriend and striking him with the boy. I'm sure you guys all remember this story. 28-year-old Shaitoria Graham. Dogs and cats. Was convicted in October of aggravated assault and other charges. Graham says she missed her children as she was in court for sentencing Wednesday. Well, next time don't use them as a blunt weapon. Prosecutors say Graham and her boyfriend got into a fight early on October 8th, 2006, after Graham came home from a night of drinking. They say Graham grabbed her son, Jaron, by his feet and swung him, hitting the boyfriend. That fractured the infant's skull. The baby has recovered, which I guess is good news for them. Bad news for my show. Graham was also placed on probation for 2 years. There you go. DV update for you. All right, enough of that. Love that shit. I don't know why. I'm a retard. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Austin, Texas. The owner of a South Congress Avenue dry cleaning business died Wednesday morning in an industrial accident. Ooh, my favorite kind. That means some large piece of machinery ate someone and spit out their chunky, bloody remains. Late Wednesday, police identified the owner of Ace Expert Alterations and Cleaners. Was she really an expert? Because the fact that she's dead kind of speaks volumes. Although Ace Novice Alterations and Cleaners probably wouldn't have been as successful. Yes, the owner was named Mei Wong. Oh, no. You careless Crasian. Yes, Mei Wong was 54 years old when she died. Wong's head or hair became caught in machinery, causing significant trauma to her head. A customer called police to the cleaners at 10:03 a.m. Police and the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration are investigating. Employees and patrons of the business in the area said they didn't see or hear any suspicious or unusual activity Wednesday morning. How could you even tell if an Asian woman was in pain or not? They sound like that normally. You know, like, ah, you can't tell if they're in pain or just, you know, ordering at the drive-thru. It all sounds the same for me. She could be ordering a Big Mac or she could be drowning in a vat of acid. I don't know. Yes. Employees and patrons of the business said they didn't hear anything suspicious. Eric Macy, a co-owner of Wet Salon... Another great name for a business. Located 3 doors down from the dry cleaner, said Wong had worked at Ace for many years. Quote, it seems like one of those businesses that's been around forever. It's been around as long as I've been in Austin. 15 years. I've never seen anyone else working there. Macy described Wong as courteous and professional. She wasn't really gregarious or outgoing, Macy said. She was very even keel and attentive to her customers. The owner of the property, Raymond Galindo, said he leased the Ace property to Wong for 15 years. Galindo said he often warned Wong not to take garments out of the washing and drying machines while they were still running. Quote, that's the worst thing you can do. They both have strong motors. You can't play around with those type of things. Galindo described Wong as a nice woman who always paid her rent on time. It hurts me to know this happened to her. Well, imagine how she felt. Falling into an industrial dryer. On the plus side, she came out fluffy and smelling like spring mist. Downy soft. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's see what my freaky deekies are up to.
Hey, this is a surreal impersonator. And I can't do this.
Oh my god, that was the worst Cheryl Murkowski. That's way worse than even mine. Mine's pretty bad. He was trying to do Cheryl Murkowski, for those of you who don't know.
Hey, Timmy, this message goes out to that cunt who had to correct you to make sure that you know how to say diabetes.
I bet you she feels so retarded today, especially after, like, it's crystal clear where the joke came from after Corey's mashup.
This is a message to you and to your mother. Next time you think about taking a wide open load in your fucking...
Oh, now you shouldn't bring her mother into it, because she's not here to defend herself.
Mother, there is no other like mother.
Cavern of a cunt.
Sorry.
Maybe you should think about putting that dick in your mouth and swallowing, so we don't have so many fucking retards in this world.
True.
It's not mustard, it's mousse. Starred. It's not mayonnaise, it is meowness.
Yes.
God,
meowness.
There's so many more people that should be swallowed. Goddamn retards everywhere. Can't even fucking put a clear sentence together.
No, you certainly can't. You're a mess, dude. But thank you very much. I understand.
This is Nick in DC. I'm the one who called 2 days ago and sentenced you. But I also called about a year ago and starting the way that you hate. I found that entertaining, and I'd like to bring back the Holocaust joke.
Hey, I just did one today about Jews.
And a Jew on a pizza. Pizzas don't scream in the oven. Well, I thought it'd be entertaining to have that way that Jew hate, so I pulled time.
The Jew hate? I don't hate anyone. It's not like I, you know, some sort of crazy skinhead.
Hey, Tim. Sorry, I sound like crap.
I'll get the Jews, but, you know.
Driving through a construction zone, if I can work my iPod without hydroplaning or something.
Yes, gotta watch out for that. What is it saying? I don't. Is it saying internet porn? Oh, okay. I don't know.
Hey, Tim, I was just thinking, you need to get on that soda podcast. Like, I'm a huge fucking, like, soda nerd. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I
agree. I just, I don't know if it'll be that entertaining.
Hey, Tim, it's your Android.
Not like this program. It's full of laughs and fun. Am I right? Anyone? Oh, Christ. Wow. Crickets, even. Painful. All right, next up. Oh. Keeping Christmas shoes alive. This douchebag.
Hey, it's Laurie, the underage listener from Philly. And since we often be claiming our titles as Jewish listeners, I must claim mine as the first underage Jewish listener.
Ah, an underage Jew. I'll get you, too.
2.5 years now, so fuck off.
One of these days, Jews,
hey,
you're mine.
I got a new bizarre sex term.
I just like being evil, like very vaguely evil and mean towards the Jews. Like something's going to happen to you, Jews, and I'm going to get you somehow.
Hey, Tim.
No real master plan or anything. I'm just going to get you, Jews.
Hey, Tim, I got a new bizarre sex term for you.
Holy shit, we haven't done this in a long time. Bizarre sex term. All right, let's hear what this guy has. Bizarre sex term time.
Call the super truffle shuffle. Now, what you do?
Goonies.
Is you get a real fat rod, and I'm talking like 2 tons of fun here. Okay.
All right.
And
You got to make sure she has like the big fat flabs or fat flaps. Whatever.
I've seen. You know, I was just on the web today, and I saw this picture of this fat girl posing and stuff, and she had like an ass in the front, which was all cottage cheesy, and then she turned around, and then she had so many folds and different like mini asses on her stomach. It was fascinating.
And you shit in them, and you wipe them all around.
So you shit in her mini butts? Is that what you're saying?
Flabs or fat flaps?
Like the folds and so you shit in there.
What have you? And you shit in them, and you wipe them all around, and then you fucking bang her, come on her face, and then she looks like a truffle, like a real truffle.
She does.
With a little bit of like whipped cream on top. Yeah. So enjoy this. Thanks, Tim. Bye-bye.
All right. It's a pastry themed bizarre sex term. Very nice.
Hey, Tim. Did you know that Hot Dog and Jumbo were on an episode of South Park?
What?
Little known fact.
That I did not know, actually.
Hey, Tim. Neil from Toronto.
Neil!
Hate to be a picky bitch, but fuck it. I'm good at it. Friday show, the porno audio hero running. Two things. Number one, she was saying, oh shit, he's gonna make me squirt.
Oh, okay.
Not, oh god, he's raping me. I don't know where you got that. You got.
Really?
And, I don't know why this is important to me. The second thing is, you've run it before. It was funny then, it's funny now, but I think you ran it a couple months ago.
Oh, really? Well, I've told you, I have horrible memory, and then people email me the same shit over and over for months on end, so I share the blame with you. How about that?
Hey, Tim, what's up with the window licker?
Window licker! Yes!
About the saline in the nutsack.
Oh, let's see what he says. We're wanting the window licker to inject his nuts full of saline.
In the nutsack? Maybe.
Ooh.
That actually sounds like something I might be able to
do. All right, name your price, sir.
Like a needle, of course. A clean needle. I've got to get some, you know, spray. I've got to get
some homeless guy, I'm sure, has some needles he can give you.
Solution. But there's only one condition I'll do this.
Oh,
only
right.
One. I am going to be joining up the Air Force very soon, if they accept me. I don't know if they accept
me. Okay, first of all, didn't you say that you have some sort of mental thing going on? I'm sure, if you listen to this program and you videotaped yourself nude jacking off with Orgel, there's something wrong with you. But then again, the U.S. Army is pretty needy at this point.
But, yeah, oh well. Is there any chance I could get a month membership out of this? Because
if you fucking inject your balls with saline and videotape it, I'll give you a fucking lifetime membership.
Months, lifetime, something, you know.
Yes, come on. Of course that's fine.
I want to...
Keep in mind, I don't want any... If something goes horribly wrong and your ball explodes or something, I don't want any... Like, don't be suing me. This is... If you want to do it, it's up to you, and I will give you a lifetime membership. Make you sign some sort of agreement.
I tried to send a PayPal payment, I don't know, it was like a week ago or something, and it wouldn't let me go through.
Really? Did you have money in your account? That could be a problem. I haven't really had too many problems with Sideshow accounts lately. Occasionally, if someone like has a yearly membership, or I'm sorry, a monthly membership, cancels and then right away signs up for a yearly, sometimes my software doesn't pick all that up. Like, it picks up the cancellation and doesn't pick up the fact that you just re-signed up, so it doesn't activate your account and you have to email me and I just have to, you know, activate it again, which is no big deal, but that really hasn't been happening too much either.
Hey, Tim, it's Jody. I'm a Sideshow member, and I love it.
And you're drunk, and you're driving. You slur in your speech.
I'm a Sideshow member, and I love it.
I'm a Sideshow member.
I'm just now kidding. Listening to your extended show from the night, talking about your driver's ed teacher.
Yes.
Let me tell you a story.
Oh, God. Everyone has a driver's ed story. Go right ahead, my lady.
I had a driver's ed teacher, and he was also a history teacher. And we're sitting there in class, and instead of teaching the history he was supposed to be teaching us, he said, yeah, right now I'm going through a divorce. And he was a pretty old guy. He said, I have 11 children.
Holy shit.
And I'm ready to have 11 more, and I'm looking right at you, Tara. And he was talking to one of the girls sitting in the front row of the class.
That's lawsuit material right there.
He pointed to me and said, and Jody, you have to start your driver's ed with me, and we're going to start on Saturday, meet me at school, and block about 2 hours of your time, because we'll be together for a while.
Oof.
Freaked me out.
Creepy.
Did not want to learn how to drive after that.
Oh, yeah.
Never did anything.
I'd take the fucking bus with the smelly people.
God. he drove, pretty much drove the car for me from the passenger side seat. And he couldn't eat the ice cream.
Of course he was. He was probably driving with one hand, unbuttoning his pants with the other. Oops.
Cool. Anyway, love your show.
Thank you.
Take care.
Aw.
And if I don't talk to you before Christmas, have a good one.
Aw. I love you too. See, some of my listeners are very sweet people. I like the rest of you assholes. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD. It's an oh god. Stop it at diabetes. Well, first a podcast alley. Subscribe by that was my best, Randy Savage. Oh yeah. Stop it to a Slim Jim. Slim Jim. Oh yeah. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, a new site will be up today. Keep checking back this weekend for new features. It's the 12 Days of Distortion. If you're not a member, sign up now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. And we will see you back on Monday to start a whole week of shows. Until then, bye, everybody.
Cold beer and hot music. Says that he and his mom don't see eye to eye on his love life, and he claims that his job has cost him several relationships. Please welcome Robert Faggot. Faggot is rather an odd name.
Yeah, you know, it is an odd name.